What is going on, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with a Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As you may know, New Year's is quickly approaching, and there is no better time to start planning for your New Year's resolutions. On today's episode, I am joined with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens, as we dive into some of the challenging questions that could possibly be holding you back from achieving your goals and New Year's resolutions. We will also dive into some of the categories that your New Year's resolutions may fall under and how to better manage them. So go ahead, hit the lights, mic check, 1, 2, 3, and take action, because today's episode is about to start. Calling all podcast junkies. I'm sure you've all thought about starting your own podcast. Well, there is no better time than now. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also help get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout provides all the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and receive a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. What is going on, my beautiful and talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Just a friendly reminder, if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And after today's episode, do me a favor, head over to our Twitter page and follow me there at Coach with Byron. Aside from posting our daily inspirational quotes, I'm also posting life hacks and strategies on how to become a better version of yourself through self-improvement and mindset growth. Now, speaking of coaching, I'm also offering initial free coaching sessions. If you're interested in being coached by me, send me an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com, use subject line, Coach with Byron. If you would like to become a sponsor on our show, send us an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com, use subject line, sponsorship. We are offering both a opening or med roll slots for 60 seconds for only $35, or you can sponsor the entire episode for only $100. Our podcast reaches hundreds of listeners every week. Now talk about a great way to get some market exposure for your company. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And today we are recording episode 21. And today I am joined once again with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello, everyone.
And that is her famous introduction right there. So on last week's episode, we briefly discussed New Year's resolutions. But today we want to dive in a little bit further and we want to talk about what New Year's resolutions look like and how we can categorize our New Year's resolutions. But before we dive into that, we're going to ask a few difficult questions that most of us encounter when we start talking about New Year's resolutions. So if you have a pen and paper, I really would love you guys to jot these questions down, as I feel these questions are what prevents us from actually pursuing our New Year's resolutions. So first and foremost, what are areas I feel that lack or constantly struggle with?
So when you're trying to decide what your resolution should be, I think it can be really overwhelming. So one thing that I would do is I would ask myself that question is, what are areas that I feel like I lack or I've always felt like was lacking? Or something that every single month I struggle with this, and every single month it's on my mind and I wish I would have done better. Maybe make a list of those things that would fall under that question.
Absolutely. So I think we've all been there. you know, when we sit back and we just kind of review our day and our week and et cetera, you know, what areas can we improve on? Because we constantly want to grow and build as individuals. So another question that we should really be focusing on is, what are things I've always wanted to do? Which I feel that this here leads into what your New Year's resolutions usually kind of look like. So today, those are the questions I really want you guys to jot down. Again, number one, what are the areas that you feel that you lack and you constantly struggle with? And also, what are things that you've always wanted to do?
If you think about those questions, like for me, it's really difficult to come up with a New Year's resolution or a goal. And so by asking myself those questions and then making a list for each of those, then maybe you can come up with something that is really important to you that needs to be a resolution for you.
Exactly. So now we're going to go ahead and kind of elaborate a little bit more on last week's episode on breaking down your New Year's resolutions into manageable categories. So last week we mentioned setting up a personal, a professional, and a relationship category. And Kristen and I felt that it might be a better idea to just kind of break these down to give you guys a better idea. First and foremost, personal. And again, if you choose to do all three, that's great. If you choose to do only one, you know, that's fine. But going into New Year's and then answering these two questions, you know, what do you want to improve on? We really need to hone in on either one of these three categories and be able to grow upon these. So personal, it can either be like a finance. Maybe you want to put money back in your savings. Health, do you want to lose weight? How much? And what does that kind of look like? And then developing a spiritual relationship. And I'm just kind of taking a look at what that might look like, if it's just maybe through meditation or developing a spiritual relationship with bigger presence, whatever that might look like. And actually, Kristen made a concept here about with a watermelon. You want to go ahead and elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Okay. So the point of asking yourself the two questions at the beginning is to get yourself, get thinking about what you need to focus on. And a lot of times when we start off with something big, like a personal resolution, such as finance, well, finance is kind of like a watermelon because there's lots of different aspects of it. Are you talking about investing? Are you talking about setting up for retirement? Are you talking about savings? So then you kind of narrow it down to a watermelon slice. Maybe you go from, I want to improve my finances, down to a slice of, I want to put more money in my savings account. And then you narrow that down to a seed where you say how much you want to put in your savings account. So you're going from a really broad goal down to something more specific by answering some questions and coming up with these lists.
Absolutely. So when she mentioned that to me, I was kind of blown away. But what a incredible analogy to use, because when we talk about, they come up with losing weight or savings, usually those two are the big hitters when it comes to establishing a New Year's resolution. But yet we don't identify what that looks like exactly. We say we want to save money. Well, say for example, let's talk about a little bit more in finances here. So instead of saving money, let's just say if you want to make more money. Say if you make $50,000 a year. Well, if you make $50,000 and $1, well, then you hit your goal.
Yeah, technically.
Technically. So, I mean, you made more money, but, you know, it's probably not in that margin of growth that you wanted to start with. So what does that look like? Do you need to take on a second job? Do you need to revisit your career path? Personal, let's go ahead back into professional here. So professional, what does it kind of look like? Are we looking at, you know, maybe a promotion at work? You know, what the heck do we need to do? Do we need to, you know, go to work a little bit earlier? Do we need to kiss the boss's butt a little bit? You know, we know people like that. So, you know, what does that even look like? Is there a position outside of the company that you're looking at? You know, whatever it looks like on moving up in the corporate ladder, you know, maybe just doing a quick analysis on, you know, what that looks like. Another thing that Kristen mentioned was education. So education plays a pretty big part into the promotion piece. So if you want to move up into, say, an executive role or a vice president or whatever that might look like in your organization, you know, does it require a higher education?
So a good example of that is I'm a teacher. I teach fourth grade, and a lot of my colleagues will say, well, I'm done being a teacher. I want to be an instructional coach, but I have to have a master's degree. So maybe if you want to go up to an administrative level, you're going to have to get a graduate degree, something like that. That would also fall under a professional goal. If it's if you wanted to go back to school to obtain a higher degree so that you could go a little further in your career.
Exactly. So another option here we're looking at in the professional category is career change. Okay, so who else has cold feet when we talk about changing our career? Because one thing, and I've mentioned in previous episodes, we're all creatures of habit. You know, we're satisfied, we're happy with what, I mean, we could be better off, we could be more happy, but, you know, we're satisfied. I think that's the word I'm looking for. If you're offered another position outside of the company to make more money, maybe with better hours, maybe better benefits, you know, pursuing a career change could ultimately impact your life in more of a better way. Another piece of it is starting your own business. You know, if you're interested in starting a business, getting into a business, you know, what does that look like? You know, do you have the finances? Do you have a business plan? You know, what does that look like? And the reasons why you want to start a business. Maybe it's you want to get away from that 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Maybe you want to be able to spend more time with your family. I mean, what does that really look like for you? And how do you implement and incorporate that into your New Year's resolution? Because honestly, it's kind of like going back with watermelon analogy. You know, you want to start a business. That's cool. That's your watermelon. But, you know, how are you going to break that down into a slice, into a seed? You know, how can you manage that accordingly? Because I think a lot of us, when we have good intentions, when we get into planning for New Year's resolutions, but when it comes to, again, I mentioned in previous episodes, executing and going to the full level of the execution level, we stop in our own tracks because we just don't know how to manage that because we don't have maybe the time, resources, or maybe even the know-hows. So that's our professional category. And then finally, moving into relationships. So there's two types we want to focus on. Obviously, you want to build a better relationship with your spouse, your significant other one, or your life partner. You know, what does that look like? Maybe you have some kids and
family members.
Maybe even, you know, say going back on the spouse here, maybe you guys don't really get out a lot any longer because, you know, you're working a weird schedule, your spouse is working, you know, the opposite hours that you're working, and then you have your kids in there. You know, how can you dedicate time to have one-on-one time? You know, maybe setting up a date night. What does that look like? What night works best for both of you? And then you can communicate that and then dedicate like Thursday nights, you know, call a sitter, have a sitter come in, and then you guys can go out on a date night, whatever that might look like.
Or maybe it's like extended family. So maybe you're thinking that you'd like to be in communication with your aunts, uncles, grandparents more, that you'd like to have a better bond with them. So that could also be considered a family relationship goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we can't forget the aunts and uncles. So another aspect in relationships is networking. And so if you want to step out of your comfort zone and be able to, I know it's pretty hard right now with the virus and everything that's going on as far as, you know, there's probably not a lot of networking opportunities out there. Social groups and that sort of stuff, but being able to branch out and find other people that are very similar to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be a professional, but maybe if you're interested in playing cards, maybe there's a card group you can join, you know, so that you can meet other people with a similar interest that you have, you know, whatever that might look like. But to be able to reach out, network with other people that have very similar interests as you.
Another idea for a relationship goal would be relationships with yourself. Mm. Maybe you are someone who beats up on yourself constantly and you want to be, you want to make an effort to treat yourself a little kinder. Maybe have a little bit more positive self-talk. Another thing that I've thought a lot about is setting boundaries with people. If you have family members or acquaintances that kind of take advantage, kind of toe the line a little bit, give them an inch to take 10 miles, you may want to consider setting boundaries for yourself as a New Year's resolution goal.
Absolutely. I think we can all kind of relate to that too. You know, we're always kind to others and we always take other people in consideration, of course, because we're not savages. but what kind of self-talk are you having with yourself? You know, what kind of affirmations are you seeing? You know, what are you affirming every day when you look in the mirror? You know, are you happy? Are you proud of who you are today? If not, change it. This is your opportunity to become that very person that you are determined to be, because it's never too late. You know, you don't want to come up to the end of your life, say, you know, you wished. You know, today is the day to set these New Year's resolutions and to say, hey, you know what? In 3 months, 6 months, in a year, this is who I'm going to become. And put your foot down. And no matter whatever anyone else tells you, you know, outside of you, you know, hold true to what you're determined to be. Because at the end of the day, it is you, and what you tell yourself matters. So those are the three categories that we felt that you can really invest a lot of your time in. Again, personal, professional, relationship. Again, if you only do one, that's fine. If you do all three, that's amazing. And we would love to hear back from you guys.
And one thing I'd like to add is that don't ever feel like a resolution is silly. Like that it's not important enough. If it's important enough for you to think about it all the time, or at least once a month, and it has happened for a few years, that is something worth making a resolution. You know, and what I'm thinking about is Byron and my favorite show is The Office. And
love it.
One of the characters named Creed, his New Year's resolution was to do the perfect cartwheel. And even though to me that sounds ridiculous, it was important to him. So if it sounds silly to you, it's okay. If you're always thinking about it, if it's always at the forefront of your mind, then go ahead and make that a goal for yourself.
You know, again, at the end of the day, this resolution is about yourself and your personal growth. So even if it's as silly as doing a cartwheel or, you know, starting a six-figure, seven-figure income business so that you can stay home with your family and your spouse, and live the life that you desire to live. It's all on you, but it all starts with you and planning. And that's why we wanted to go back and just kind of re-elaborate these goals, because they're so important. It's like a map. You know, you have a starting point, and you have many routes that you can take to get to one destination. So with a goal, it helps break that down so you can find the best possible route that you can take. It's all about the planning process. And this is why, again, going back on the watermelon analogy, which I absolutely love, you know, it kind of breaks it down into manageable pieces. So you're not looking at just the big picture, but also all the little pictures that are involved with that big picture.
And just a reminder, if you're having trouble thinking of a goal for yourself, answer those two questions. What are areas I feel like I lack or I'm constantly struggling with? And what are things that I've always wanted to do? And you'll find that a lot of times you'll just keep coming back to the same things. And those are definitely areas you want to make a goal or a resolution.
Beautiful. All right, you guys, that is all the time we have on today's episode. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please share this episode with someone that you know and love. And go ahead, tag us on our Instagram. My tag handle now is Coach with Byron. And as you can tell, a lot of my social media pages are changing to the Coach with Byron line, just because that is what we're doing. We want to coach and we want to make you into the best possible version of yourself. So again, that is all the time we have. And we wish you all a great, great day. Take care.